Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2026. Hang out with ticket guys and have some laughs during Ticket Team Roundtables all weekend long at the Plano Event Center. We might even wander around with a wireless mic. Brought to you by Chiloso Mexican Bistro and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it is 4:38 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. We're live. Once again, if you're turning the radio on for the first time on Saturday and you're like, whoa, what day is this, man? Freaking me out. It is Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2026. Brought to you by Chiloso Mexican Bistro. I have eaten more Chiloso, I believe, in the last couple of days than I have any other restaurant in that time frame in my life. But it's so good. He's so good. Looks like we have Pudge Rodriguez, Charles Haley, Kevin Smith, Sam Perkins all coming up here soon.
No, those have all concluded. Oh, you missed them.
That happened.
Well.
Merry Christmas.
And this is the...
But Charles and Kevin are signing right now.
They are. They are.
They're awesome.
Boy, it was really funny, too, because kind of catching half of it live and then walking backstage and hearing the laughter in the crowd, it sounded like a stand-up show.
Charles is a funny MF-er.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah,
but
he is.
But in the way where you're a little bit on edge.
Yeah.
That you won't like him if he's angry. So I always like that give and take with Charles. Through the years, it's like, we're joking, right? Okay, yeah. We're having a great time. Oh, we're not. We're still joking. It's just.
Yeah.
It's a little dance.
I think he's now a giant teddy bear.
No, he absolutely is. But
what was the story?
Could you imagine trying to deal with him for 3 hours on the football field?
No,
that sounds like such a bad time.
Coach Switzer was up here last year on this very stage, and he told us a Charles Haley story. That Charles left practice, like something happened. And Barry had to go to his house.
That's right.
And I think he just didn't show up.
It was something, but Barry went to his house. He's like, what the hell's going on? And he said he finally like had to put his foot down with him. And Charles was like, looking around, he's like, there's never been a coach inside my house before. I'm not sure how to act. But he righted the ship and came back, and all was good. That was a wild ride, I would imagine. Okay, so this is the rant revival portion of the program. A segment that was created, well, we did the show, the rant, but it was Bob's idea to bring it back. And so everybody give Bob a hand for, yeah.
Yeah, everybody that thinks I hate it.
You do.
I do, but I wanted it back.
Yeah, he did. He brought it back.
You needed something to hate.
That's right.
And so here we are, back at it once again.
Why are you hiding behind the steering wheel?
I keep trying to get relief from the lights, and it's not happening. I should have brought a cap.
You got shades, don't you?
Maybe, I do, somewhere.
Can somebody get Gordon a sunbrella?
Yeah.
I need a Brock umbrella.
A parasol, something to help him out.
That's what I should start
doing. Oh, look,
doing.
There's the hat.
All right, here. Boy, this thing looks crusty.
Yeah, that looks like you're going to get some P1 lice.
Yeah, this looks like something that the state troopers would find at the truck stop while I'm trying to track down who killed that hooker.
Yeah. We'll sign it and we'll give it back to you after the segment.
Who's so this? Is this yours? This is yours?
Here you go.
There's your DNA collector back.
He left his hat at
here's
the
a seat. Clean one you can wear, and then we'll sign it for this guy. We're borrowing it for the segment.
All right. Then he could plant my DNA at a crime scene.
Yeah. Gordon killed her again.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen Gordon in a baseball hat. This would be fun.
You know how they talk about...
Somehow Gordon Keith...
That's exactly how I thought he would wear it, too.
What a scary Unabomber you are.
Somehow Gordon Keith's hair was found shoved down her throat. You don't know how to wear hats.
I got to tilt it down.
That is funny. I don't know if I've ever seen him in a hat.
No.
Nobody's ever taught him how to wear a hat.
Gordon, I didn't have a father. So
yeah, you did. Don't play that card.
So
I'm the one who didn't have a father.
Yeah, that's him.
You can't take that away from
me. Quit stealing my valor.
I meant one of my good friends never had a father. Go damn. That's what I meant.
How old were you when you found out that you were adopted?
I always knew.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You.
My parents, it was never a secret.
I know, but
they always made sure to let you know that you weren't theirs.
Every time they tucked me in, they're like, you aren't ours.
But what Corby's trying to get at is you did not, like, scream potential parents at the start.
No, because I was like...
That's the point.
I was like 6 weeks old or something.
So the point is, at some point you discovered...
No, yeah, they didn't go down to Honduras and see if I could field ground balls.
God, this kid's amazing.
He knew...
Hey, now. Do you know Pudge?
He was four, and he was very aware that he had not even seen a white man, let alone live with one.
He was so taken aback by his first sight of a bald white man that he punched you in the face, right?
He did punch me the first time I held him. He reared back and punched me.
Now you're mine. You made me bleed.
Our violence has bonded us.
But there had to have been, were you four? Like, you don't remember even when they told you.
No. No. I just remember always knowing. And I remember my friends in elementary school thinking that it was crazy. Like, I had one friend who asked me, don't you cry yourself to sleep every night? And I was like, I don't know any different. Why would I cry myself to sleep?
What a horrible kid.
Corby, that was me.
Oh.
So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't take you seriously in this.
I'll go ahead and double
just
down.
Just get up.
Yeah. But we need to save your retinas. So.
How many people...
That's right, save my retinas.
How many people do we have in the audience that were adopted?
Look at that.
Yay!
Quite a few.
Adoption!
Okay,
yay.
Now can we ask all of you... leave.
Gosh.
What? It's not real.
Single file out
so
the door.
Long.
Not even real.
Okay, if
make
you're...
sure you don't touch anyone on the way out.
Get your adoptive crap
get
all
out,
over.
Okay, you were adopted, keep your hand up.
Okay.
Now, if
look
you
look at them following orders so easily.
He's their leader.
If you did not kill your adoptive parents, you may lower your hand. Okay, nobody killed their adopted parents.
All right, how many of you, besides Bob, have adopted children?
Okay.
Okay, well, this guy raised his hand late, like, I don't really remember, but maybe.
Yeah, I think he's mine, I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, besides Bob, so I'll put my arm down.
Now, how many have stolen a baby from a truck stop?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's good.
You know, it's interesting how Davey broke the cycle of adoption. You did not adopt a child.
No.
Why
no,
not?
Because it's playing Russian roulette. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Man.
Did you ever contemplate it?
No. No. They can fend for themselves.
Jeez.
Hey, what's up,
Dave? He drives by orphanages and throws a roast into the play yard. They'll keep over for a while.
A roast?
They fend for themselves.
Okay, of you adopted folks, hands up in the air again.
Okay.
Okay, keep your hand raised if you have met one or both of your birth parents.
About half of them.
Okay, she has.
Yeah, about half.
That's good. And was it cool? Like, you guys have a relationship and all that? I'm looking at you, madam. The only one that had her hand up that I'm looking at, you.
How many experienced?
Was it cool?
How many experienced GSA like Davey did?
GSA?
Genetic sexual attraction.
That's got to be a made-up term.
It is.
No, it isn't. That actually is real.
So you see your mom and you're like, oh, God, mommy.
I think it's more like siblings.
I
didn't
need you to act it out there, Corbin.
I think he's referring to more siblings when you don't know your siblings. But you feel a connection and you mistake it for sexual attraction.
Right, a deep connection that
you're
is
quite
misread.
An expert on this.
Holy crap, baby.
Yeah, like you both know too much.
Yeah,
like
when I first met my brothers, it was on.
But you didn't have any sisters.
It was
you?
Just an elephant trail
from another mother.
I have one sister. And it's
real sister.
Yeah, well, half sister.
Yeah.
She same dad, different mom.
What a crazy...
God, your family tree.
I know. Well, and so what's very uncomfortable about that is that she's almost exactly my same age.
Here we go.
Yeah,
and? Here we go. You're giving me good fanfic ideas.
Does she look like
Amazon store?
So I'm just saying you do the math that at the time that my birth dad knocked up his wife, he also knocked up some other girl, which was me.
Would you?
Now I know why you cried yourself to sleep every night.
Well, I didn't know at the time that I was such a child of sin.
Was your real dad like hot and stuff? Like always just banging?
Like Don Draper.
He was a former Marine.
Who was apparently just lawn sprinkling sperm all over the subdivision.
I don't think he had any other illegitimates other than me.
Seem impossible.
But you didn't meet him?
I did.
Oh, you did meet him?
Yeah.
Does he look like you?
Who are you? Which number are you?
I'll show you.
Okay. Do you think he looks like you?
Yes.
Does your mom?
FaceTime.
Well, so yeah. they
live FaceTime.
No, well, they both passed.
Bob.
Both my birth parents have passed, but I did meet them before they passed.
Dump that.
And
really?
My birth mom.
Right as you released the nerve gas to make them pass.
Sorry,
no,
that's when you met them.
My birth mom.
It's like the end of one battle after another. Come in this room.
My birth mom was the one who introduced me to birth dad because neither of them had moved from the city where they lived back then.
Were they still friendly?
No, they hadn't seen each other in 40 years.
Did he know?
Oh, my God, so you reconnected them?
Yeah.
Was it a love connection?
No.
Oh.
But I had breakfast with both of them. I went and met them and had breakfast.
Is that a euphemism?
Jeez.
The same breakfast?
Me and my dad went buffet style.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, come here. Come down here, Dad. I'm having egg casserole.
So you... Let me see your hot dad.
I got to find it.
So, Dave, you...
Slurp the ovum.
The three of you met for breakfast?
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Did you get any money from them?
No.
Yeah, that's what you should have done.
No. Yeah, when are y'all going to pay me?
Hey, I need a kidney.
Where's my reparations?
I need a kidney.
I'm sitting you down here at IHOP for a reason.
So had they not talked since your birth?
No. Uh-uh.
And did he know? He knew about...
No, he didn't know that I existed.
He didn't know that
she never told
son.
Him.
Wow.
No.
Did he apologize?
To who?
Dave.
How? He didn't know about Dave.
For giving him
well,
life.
I know, but like just
Dave.
Because he looked at Dave and he's like, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry I gave you this horrible life you have.
I'm so sorry.
You're a mess, kid.
God, even I didn't know a nose could get that
God,
big.
God, please.
Did you reach for the bill?
Oh, yeah. Who paid?
I don't remember.
Hey, come on!
Hey, son, I'm a little short this month.
Sorry, I'm scrolling through my reel as we're talking.
It needs to be a favorite. It's your real father.
Did you find
that your real dad was cooler than your fake dad?
Different.
He was a cool
that
Marine,
means yes.
Like having a lot of sex
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, that means yes. So,
and then your other dad was like this kind of nerdy.
He was a computer programmer.
Yeah, that collected stamps.
Yeah, he collected stamps and coins.
Have you heard this story, Gordon? That his dying, on his deathbed, he handed Dave his most important, worthwhile life's collection of stamps. David, this should not only pay for your grandchildren's college,
Dave,
but should also buy you whatever automobile you and your children and grandchildren would want.
Dave, on the way out of the death room, just dumps them in the trash.
No, but he took them to an appraiser, and they were worth less than the gas money it took to get there. Like,
gosh.
Yeah. Please, David, protect this.
Yeah, it turns out stamps and coins don't appreciate.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Especially when you just buy them from the Franklin Mint.
Really? But God rest his soul, he raised you and loved you.
Yes.
Even when you didn't deserve love.
I had great adoptive parents who stepped in when no one else would.
Right. Right.
Did you ever wish, though, that, like, cooler people had adopted you?
I did. My parents were very, like the Cleavers.
Uh-huh.
They were very much old school. They adopted me when they were older, and they were just, I don't think they ever were cool.
What, wasn't your sister real, though?
Like I have one adopted sister and one real sister, but I'm not related to her because she's real.
Right. But I mean, yes, she was a real kid that they had like after
yes,
after they
said.
Went last resort and picked you up at a discount. They were able to actually procreate naturally, weren't they?
Well, they didn't think they could.
Right.
And you know there were miscarriages, Gordon.
Jeez, Gordon.
Gordon, why is that on me?
Because it is.
Did they name them?
Why, dude,
I don't know what kind of follow-up question to ask.
You asked that question, but my grandparents on both sides not only would talk about the miscarriages they had, they would call them blue babies. They were blue babies.
Gosh.
I'm like, what? And they did. They named all of them and they buried all of them. Like headstone.
Anyway, back to you, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I did have to
That's
share a room with one story. For a
with
while.
With a blue baby?
No.
Oh.
He had bunk beds with a blue baby?
Yeah. He got bottom bunk. I had to sleep on the top bunk.
Blue baby, you want me to read you a poem tonight? Blue baby say nothing.
Night, blue baby. I'll see you in the morning.
If you love me, blue baby, just say nothing.
God, you're horrible.
All right, we have to step away, but we're not going anywhere.
You want to cry yourself to sleep with me?
We have one more segment of Rant Revival, and then full round tables. So you are here at the right time, and that's next.
The Ticket.
All right, we back here at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2026. Man, we got to give it up to you guys because this place has been really, really crowded and awesome and a good vibe and a good buzz the whole time. Like from the moment this thing kicked off yesterday all the way through, we all got here at noon today and y'all have been amazing. So thank you very much. Give yourself a hand. Y'all brought it this year.
Anybody on edibles?
Right here.
You know, what if it was just the adopted people?
Trying to numb the pain.
All I can do to get through my life is the edibles.
Okay, so in a moment, Joe Lecce, I emailed him some photos. I did find photos. So I have side-by-sides of me and my dad when we were high school age, then me and my dad when we were young adults, and then a picture from the infamous breakfast.
Okay, great.
With mom, dad, and myself. So
breakfast.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Did they hook up after the breakfast?
No,
like,
they
say,
didn't.
Hey, son,
you don't know that.
You go to the play yard. Your mom and I are going to go in this hotel.
Yeah, Dad, I'm 58.
Okay, so I know this is theater of the mind. I can tweet these out.
The play yard.
After this segment, I'll tweet these out on the Twitter. So people listening on the radio at home can enjoy this as well. So
boy, he does look like you.
So that's me and my mullet from like 10th grade. Damn. And then that's my dad when he was in high school. His name was Rich. Okay, so that's us side by side.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so then the next one
is...
Oh, God. Make it...
It's okay. It takes a while. Hold on.
Make it mommy.
No, it's mommy's not... Okay, so then that's us as adults.
Mommy.
So there's me and Rich.
That's, I can totally see that.
Yeah. The same eyebrows, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and then the last one is...
A picture of my pubes.
No.
They match.
Is the breakfast when I visited their hometown where they both still lived. And so there's me and mom and...
That's what you're going to look like.
Breakfast.
Well, hopefully not.
At what point?
Look at that.
Leading up to that, will Marissa leave him?
That's Dave in 2 years, and Marissa will be gone in 1 year.
2 years.
Yeah. So
where'd that visit happen?
This was in Binghamton, New York.
Look at that.
And that
Rochester, Binghamton.
She had not seen him. Did she recognize him? Was she like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was she like, I laid up under this man?
So, I mean, he... when we first sat down to talk, when I went to one of his son's houses and we had a cookout when I met them.
Does he speak English and everything?
Yeah, but he is.
What's that supposed to mean?
His parents are from Portugal, so I'm like half Portuguese.
Oh, way to go!
Thank you. I don't know. And so,
nice.
Bob's dialing ICE right now.
Yeah.
Time to let's pull a card here.
Let's get Dave off the show. I would never.
But so he and I went out on the porch and had a man-to-man chat.
Oh, and birds and the bees. He actually followed through.
Yeah. No, but he smoked Reds. Like, he smoked his entire life. And so I shared some cigarettes with my dad.
That's classy.
You know. But so that, I mean, you know, that's...
Do his sons...
That's why he ended up with putty nose and bloke face.
Was he a drinker as well?
Yeah. Not heavy, but I mean, you know.
God, he looks... Now, he's on the left, right? Looks just like you, though.
Does his son look like you?
Yes.
He is his son.
Yeah, well, so...
No.
His
other son that he didn't give up.
So
the
I
one
have,
he wanted.
So I have two brothers on mom's side.
Yeah.
And then on dad's side, I have four brothers and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So they got busy on dad's side. And there is a guy, the second youngest on dad's side, he's like my mini-me.
Looks a lot like you.
Yeah, looks a lot like me.
Mm. But you're all going to turn into Ron over here, right?
Any of them wealthy?
Rich.
Rich.
They all do pretty well for themselves. One of them works for the university up there. One of them has a landscaping company, you know.
But no, like, Sam Altman or Mark Zuckerberg type.
No, nobody became a millionaire
like
or a billionaire.
A billionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, take it down. Take it. That's enough.
They're well.
Oh, come on. Let's leave it up there.
No, take it down.
They're well-to-do.
They are.
They're well-off.
So that's the end of that story. We can move on now.
Well, that's a sweet story. RK, now, did you have trepidation when you're going up there? I'm surprised both of them wanted to meet you because some people don't want to meet.
I know. Well, and he did have trepidation. And so in between the time that I was introduced via email and the time that I actually went up there to see him, his wife passed away. She
couldn't take it. She saw a picture of you and was like, I'm out.
No, she had pneumonia and she passed away in the hospital.
Way to go, Corby.
She's Corby.
But she played an integral role because she emailed me and she said, you know, I told Rich that you are part of our family and that he needs to reconcile with you and he needs to meet with you. And so she was the one who kind of gave him the push to actually invite me to meet with them.
So when you first...
I never got to meet her, unfortunately.
No.
When you first met him, was it hug or was it handshake?
I think...
Or was it a ball check?
Yeah.
Hey, look out there!
back tap.
Ha!
I don't remember.
On guard.
I don't remember. It was probably a hug.
The game is afoot.
It was probably a hug.
Took off running. You have to chase him all over the world to ball tap your daddy.
I'm gonna get you back, daddy.
And you are on little sailboats.
How many?
Just a supercut.
Yeah.
How many dads and their adoptive sons have a global ball tapping game going on?
Dave's the only one I know of.
Yeah, I guess.
So far, Dave.
We've not engaged. Well,
we need to ask AI to make that movie.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. So you. What about you? Was there any part of you that said, "I don't know if I want to"?
No.
To do it?
This gentleman. He. His story's crazy. His parents. Do you mind me saying this? I won't identify you, but he's
right there.
Yeah.
This guy right here. Well, I'm not going to say his name
you,
on the
you
radio.
You want me to keep you anonymous? I can.
No, but his parents, they got pregnant with him, and they were young, and they gave him up. Then they still ended up together and ended up having four kids.
Oh, wow.
And so Ancestry DNA, he connected with his four full siblings, like same parents, which is insane.
Has anybody ever had a surprise on Ancestry other than this guy? Anybody?
What is a surprise?
Oh. Mm.
Ma'am, we'll get to you in a second, sir. What happened? Siblings that you
didn't
know about?
Didn't know about.
Uh-oh.
Who has the wireless?
Yeah, there should be a wireless over there, fellas. Travis or someone over there.
Send Killer out with the wireless.
Grab the wireless so we can talk to these fine people and get their dirty family secrets.
Hey.
Yeah. Get them to spill everything. So.
Yeah.
Just like their dirty parents did.
Yeah. Firing off. There goes Killer.
Hey, everybody, that's Killer.
I appreciate Killer hustling like that.
Raise your hand if you were put up for adoption so I can find you.
Oh, yeah,
somebody's taking the mic. Where are we?
Yeah, if you have this guy right here, behind you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in just a sec. Okay. Start with him, and then we'll do you.
Okay. I'm part Jewish. You found out you were part Jewish?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
Better than I expected.
Okay,
there you go.
There you go.
Did you have to get adult circumcision?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you cut? Dave wants to know.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So,
were you adopted? Did I miss your hand?
No,
went on Ancestry just to fish around.
No, this is like third generation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it came back as Israeli? Is that what it comes back as?
Correct.
Okay. And you had no idea?
See, they're making Brooklyn, it up. I think Ancestry makes up half the stuff that they send back to you.
Hasidic. Brooklyn Hasidic.
Okay.
Really, as Israeli, not Brooklyn Hasidic.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Okay, and then this young lady over here. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you.
So you said that you found siblings, full siblings or half siblings?
They're all half. So actually, each set of my biological parents was adopted by each set of my grandparents.
They're doing their own thing, whatever.
So each set of my grandparents adopted me and my half brother. So we each went to one of the adoptive grandparents.
My head's spinning, but yeah.
I knew about the other siblings. They didn't know about me. Found them on Ancestry, and now we're friends on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're happy.
Just virtually you met them.
Well, so some of them, like the one that, so there's like six or eight of them. So I've met three. And then why don't we talk on Facebook?
Okay.
I mean, it is interesting. Oh, we have one more over here, Travis. It is interesting because when you know you're adopted, and I don't know if this is a universal experience, but when you know you're adopted and you think about meeting family, you build it up in your mind and you think, once I meet family, then my life will be complete. It will be like this missing piece in my heart, or that I will suddenly have this awakening.
And you still hated yourself just as much as always.
I still loathe myself every day.
Yeah. That's sad.
That's beautiful. Go ahead, ma'am.
But poetic.
So I found out that my dad was not really my dad, and my parents had been married for 60 years, and I'm like 48.
Wait, so
did they know?
Did your dad know?
So my dad did know, but he never wanted me to know. So I have a sister that's 6 weeks older than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And so...
She's pretty hot.
Okay.
What?
Corby.
What's going on?
Everything is for your spank bank, okay?
So I have two half-sisters.
Wait, did you meet your real dad, though?
Yes, so I've met my real dad,
Did he know about you?
Yes.
Well, what was the deal of why?
So my mom had an affair with this man.
Oh, my.
And, my dad, she told my dad or whatever. They had me because they couldn't have kids themselves.
So he did your dad a favor.
Yeah.
Wait.
Did your dad watch?
My
once again.
Oh my.
What?
Fair question.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. So when my parents saw or knew that I did the ancestry test, they got really nervous because they were afraid I would find out, and they didn't say anything.
Why did you do the ancestry test?
Because people are curious.
My husband also didn't know his dad. Who his dad was until he was an adult. And so his stepmom was like, hey, everyone should do these ancestry tests. And for Christmas, she gave
everybody
Christmas
starts
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. But I have the greatest family. So, like, my new dad or whatever, my biological dad, he's great. My sisters, my half-sisters are amazing. And even their mom, she was the one that didn't know. So, like, their mom, and he was married to her.
So they stayed married. The affair partner.
My parents stayed married. My sister's parents divorced, thankfully.
Based on that affair or something else?
No, something else. Yeah.
So your parents stayed together, but it was an illicit affair. It wasn't like your mom was seeking help and your dad's approving of the sperm donor.
No.
Okay. All right.
So
Corby will rewrite it in his head. But.
Do your two dads know each other? Like, are they
sword fight?
Do they kiss?
Because my mom worked with this other man. Worked with this man.
Do you blame your mom? Was that guy pretty hot? Your real dad?
What? Okay. How could she win answering this question?
What? Is your spank bank not full yet?
Yes. So,
I love you
no,
guys.
But I think,
sorry.
Thank you.
I think the moral of the story of all of these stories is that
people are people.
That just that so many times there are these dark family secrets, seemingly dark family secrets that don't need to be secrets. That we're all just people.
In the end, nobody really cares.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. All family secrets should not be secrets.
No, I'm not saying all, but I'm saying when it comes to children and hiding illegitimacy and just
open up and be honest.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about mom's bad decision on Christmas.
Yeah. Right. Can you imagine, though, she made the phone call and she's like, guys, I got a DNA test and I'm going to open it up on
really?
Christmas.
I heard they're not accurate. That's what I heard, and I'll see you later.
All right.
They're just sweating their ass off.
I heard they sent them off to China.
So one more question for you. So you literally had to wait until that test came out? They didn't come clean beforehand?
Well,
or did they finally come clean?
Uh-oh.
I don't have a mic on Corby.
Way to go, Corby.
Way to go.
Yeah. All right.
All right. No one knows what's being said.
Bless you, ma'am. Yes. Bless you, ma'am. It's Corby's fault.
It is. All right. I think we're late by
late.
30 minutes.
But that was interesting.
Just
right?
Like her mom was 40 years ago. Sorry.
Are you going to use that?
Uh-huh. All right, coming up next.
Yeah, you are.
The entire staff, all hands round table at Ticket Stock.
Canceled.